Cardinal season tickets on sale now. The 2019 home schedule includes visits by the Steelers, Browns, Panthers, Lions, and Falcons, as well as the Seahawks, Rams, and 49ers. 134 straight games sold out at State Farm Stadium for the Cardinals. If you want more information on season tickets, call 602-379-0102. We continue our coverage here on Bickley and Murata of Cardinals OTAs from the Dignity Health Arizona Cardinals Training Center, and we welcome quarterback Brett Hundley to the show. Brett, how are you, man?
Man, I'm doing great. I appreciate you guys having me on.
We appreciate you coming by. A lot of these interviews with new players start with welcome to Arizona. We'll just say welcome home to you.
Honestly, I mean, I've been gone for a little bit. Now I'm back. So,
how's it feel?
It feels amazing. It feels really good. Other than the heat, that it's getting hot, I mean, everything is perfect. I mean, being back home and just being back.
We talked to you after you signed, and you were stoked because you were going to a place now that was finally going to, or could, utilize your dual threat nature. Yeah. Things that you do well, you haven't been in the right opportunity, and that's not uncommon for quarterbacks. Yeah. Do you still feel that way now that they went and drafted Kyler? Would anything have changed had you known they were drafting him?
No, not a chance.
That's good.
You know, I'm all about competition. I think every place you get, even when I was in Green Bay, even when I was in Seattle, I'm gonna compete like the starter. I'm gonna try to be the starter each and every week. This is another good opportunity for me because this offense fits my skill sets, and so for me to be able to get this opportunity, have this opportunity to come in and play, and hopefully get a chance. You know, I think that's all that matters.
We always hear people talk about quarterbacks in the league when they're teammates of one of the greats. And your NFL experience, you've been with two of the greats that are playing right now in Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
So I guess you're qualifying to answer this question. How valuable is that experience?
It is huge. It's funny, just because for me, being a quarterback in the NFL, until I got that experience, like, I just felt like I was a quarterback. You know, I didn't really feel like I hit my strides until after that experience. You know, then I was able to, like, watch film of myself. Then I was able to feel like, okay, now I'm learning from game reps and stuff like that. You know, preseason's a lot, but at the same time, like, it's not what you need as a quarterback. Experience is everything as a quarterback. So once you get that playing time, once you get that opportunity, then you start feeling comfortable with certain things. And it's the only way you're going to learn in this game. So you need those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. How are you as the quarterback room? How are you guys all bonding? How are you bonding with Kyler?
Really, really well. He's a great young man, and I think he just has a lot of talent. It's so fun to watch him on the practice field, see him running around slinging it. Has a great arm, great personality, great young man, and he's going to be a great addition to this franchise.
Talking with Brett Hundley, quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Going back to your experience in Green Bay specifically, we know it's kind of a different planet when it comes to the football passion that community has for that team. How different was that from anything you've experienced before?
It was a lot different. Just because, I mean, it's... it's different than anywhere I've been. I can't compare it to anything.
You can't normalize it.
No, yeah, I was trying to, but I couldn't find anything. Now, Green Bay is just a different place. I mean, during this, like, everything is about football. Everywhere you go, anything you do, there's nothing but football there. I mean, if you're walking around town, it's not like you're not going to go unnoticed. Like, everybody knows you. It's football 24/7, and that's what they love. Like, that's it.
Yeah. It's a village. I've been there many, many times. Yeah. There's no place like it.
No.
You drive through Green Bay and you go, this place has an NFL team?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's like who thought going there, you know, I'm going to put an NFL team here.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the most random, but it's like one of the coolest spots.
Oh,
like,
it is. It's so cool because the community and the team, they're just one in one alike, right?
Heck yeah.
Okay, tell us, having played for other NFL head coaches, particularly a guy who, in Pete Carroll, who came from college. What do you take on Cliff Kingsbury and how he's doing, expressing himself, cultivating loyalty, that?
I think he's doing a great job. I love him already. Yeah. He's just, you know, I've been Mike McCarthy, Pete Carroll, and those are two very great head coaches. So now to come under Kingsbury, I see a lot of resemblance in that. Just from the traits, things they do, trying to compete each and every day. He likes his players competing. And just his sort of relaxed vibe. You know, a lot of the times coaches are so, you know, yelling every second they get. He's really relaxed. And I actually personally like that as a player. You know, when something goes bad, we're our own worst critic.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of, you know, if we make a bad play, if we make a bad throw, we know we made a bad throw. You know, it's not that we need somebody to be screaming. And he's just awesome with what he does, who he is, and he's very open. And I think that's awesome. He's very open-minded, very open with his players, and I love it.
I knew Cliff was different when Andy Isabella was out there catching passes during a day off or whatever, and he said, man, I thought that kid would be at the W spending his signing bonus money.
Telling you. He's a great guy.
Coach Bro. I know he relates to you guys.
He does.
That's good.
But that means a lot, honestly, coming from players, and especially me going to my fifth year, I've seen so much. I know. It's crazy saying fifth year. Because
yeah.
I feel like it. So this is the weird part. Like, I'm 25 years old, right? But, like, saying fifth year, I feel like an old man. You know, in the NFL, like, that's an old – it's getting up there. So it's like, all right. Well,
yeah,
like,
it is.
You know, but, like, honestly, being around the NFL that long and seeing that, like, he's just a very open – great, like he's personable, and you love that with the head coach, because now, like, that makes the players, people want to play for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that means a lot to the players.
Brett Hundley, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. I'm fascinated by a player like you, because you were the man in high school at Chandler. You were the man immediately at UCLA.
Yep.
And now to come in and to be a backup quarterback going into your fifth year, you've already beat the averages, by the way, on career length. But how does your mentality have to change going through that process?
You know, honestly, it's hard to say that. You know, the whole career being with Aaron, being with Russ, being here, it's not the easiest, I would say. But at the same time, my mindset stays the same, and it hasn't wavered. And I think that's sort of what got me this far and is going to continue me in this NFL, is just knowing that every opportunity I get, I'm going to try to make the most of it. So like I said, every day I go out there, my mindset isn't I'm a backup. My mindset is I'm the starter, and going to go out there and compete and give what I have. So I think with that mindset and not getting comfortable or complacent, especially as a backup sometimes, you know, you sort of – when you're not getting all the reps every practice, you know, your mind tends to wander.
Sure. Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing, being able to be locked in and try to get those mental reps, honestly. It means a lot. And I think that's the edge I have, is knowing that every day I'm going to come and give it my all.
Lots of homegrown players on this team. It's kind of a sign of how Arizona in the Valley is growing up and producing really, really good athletes like never before. Does that mean anything to y'all to have five, six? I don't even know what the number is.
I think it was six when I counted. Six Arizona high school players?
I think personally, you know, when you're speaking in the NFL, it's nice to know that you have some local guys back home. But at the end of the day, you know, we're not really too focused on that. It's more about getting this job done. But I think personally, it's nice to know that, like, within Arizona, I don't think Arizona was known for a big, like, you know, football scene at first. Not at all. And then now we're finally starting to see you. I mean, you got Cameron Jordan, myself, all the guys on the team. We have a lot of guys coming out. And I think Arizona's finally starting to get that respect level. I mean, Chandler High School. Hey, Chandler High. That's my high school.
Right.
You know, I'm repping them hard here. But they're one of the top high schools in the country now. So I think we're finally starting to get on the map as far as talent level coming out of the state.
In terms of Arizona, in this process, when you can pick where you want to play football, how was that process for you? What was the interest level like for your services, or was this an easy decision for you?
Coming out after this year?
Yeah.
It was, you know, honestly, it's funny when I got the call from Arizona. You know, I had a couple different options, but at the same time, I knew that with Kingsbury coming, this would have been a good fit for me. So when we were talking, and then just to get the call and from my agent and saying that, you know, terms have sort of been agreed upon, I was stoked, honestly. I was really stoked, really excited. And not only that, but to have Tom Clemens, David Ride, two coaches that I know really well, it was sort of like the whole package for me. It was like, all right, I got the offense I want. I got two familiar faces that I was with Green Bay in my whole time. I'm back home with family, around friends, a good support system. And like I said, there's a lot to be done here. So I think for me, it was just a perfect opportunity, and that was one that I wasn't going to pass down.
You know, Drew Stanton kind of went through that too, a guy with a lot of talent that kept going from backup job to backup job. He came here, thought he was going to be the guy. Carson Palmer came here.
Yeah.
He finally eventually reconciled that, hey, this is a great life. Maybe I don't need to be the guy and prove myself. Where are you with that? I mean, you're still only 5 years in, but where are you with that?
No, I'm shooting for the stars, going for a starting role. That's the thing. Like, if once I get to that point, I don't think I'll play anymore. Honestly,
right.
I don't. That's not. I don't play to be second. I don't play to sit back on the sidelines. Even though it isn't like, you know, when you think about it, it's like, all right, people say, oh yeah, you know, you're not getting hit, you're getting paid millions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, yeah, when you think about it, it's not, but like, I don't play the game of football for that.
No,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, money isn't my motivation in this. It's nice to be able to live a nice lifestyle,
right?
But like, that's not what I play for.
Yeah, if you can't get that game day rush, then what
not,
are you doing?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if my passion isn't in it. And I think if I ever get to that point and my passion's not in it, like, I'll have to stop because there's other things that I'll go and do and try to, you know. Life is too short to
only
do things that, you know, you get paid to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the end of everything. So for me, once that point comes, if it ever comes, like, I'm done.
Yeah. All right, last thing, and you might not have a great answer to this yet because you're still new to it.
Yeah.
But fill in the blank for me. The best part of being a professional athlete in your hometown is...
Ooh, yeah, gosh, on the spot there. Wow. I mean, outside of the team, it just has to be being around family and friends. Yeah. I mean, I've been gone for 8 years. I left when I was 17 to go to UCLA. And now coming back, I mean, I probably have come back to Arizona a couple times. I can count on one hand.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, and it hasn't been for long, I'll tell you that. Like, it may be for a couple days, a week maybe.
Wow.
So to come back and finally reconnect with like a lot of my family, a lot of my friends who I haven't seen in years. I mean it's like you see somebody completely new.
Yeah.
And so that has been the awesome thing for me, like the most amazing thing to see family, to see friends, see how everybody's doing, to be able to be around my family, my cousin Christian Moore, my friend Tasia, like everybody. It's been an awesome, awesome opportunity.
Well, it's good to have you here, man.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming by. Good
to
meet you. Brett Hundley, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.